If you have any doubt that the World Cup is the world's most popular sports tournament, just follow along with us these next few minutes. A member of our staff has been moving through different neighborhoods in Los Angeles, where more than one-third of the people are foreign-born. The early starts of many games have not cooled the fever. That's the sound of L.A.'s Koreatown at 6 in the morning, Los Angeles time. The game, Togo versus South Korea, drew thousands of Korean Americans to the streets well before dawn. A giant screen was trucked in, and a battalion of drummers led the crowd in chanting for the home team. Across town at the Gauchos Village restaurant, hundreds of Brazilian soccer fans packed into the bar to watch a match with Croatia. The owner is Kevin Oksaki.
Every time Brazil plays, this is what it is. The hottest environment, the better. The more beer we drink, and a lot of drums, a lot of body shaking, and a lot of samba, and that's it.
Carol Mora, a student from Rio de Janeiro, was reminded of home.
Wow, it's amazing, like being in the States and being in a place that everybody's wearing a Brazilian shirt. Like, this is awesome, and it feels like as if I was there.
Brazil may be the golden child of world soccer, but the tiny nation of Trinidad and Tobago snagged a place in the World Cup for the very first time this year. And in the working-class area of Inglewood, the Caribbean Treehouse restaurant was a sea of black and red, the colors of their flag, for a 9 a.m. match with England.
I'm busting out of my skin. This is the greatest of the great. Hooray, Trinidad and Tobago.
That's Cindy Condonen, an immigrant from Trinidad. She skipped work to experience the game with her fellow islanders. But the country that won the game was not Trinidad and Tobago, but England. And the English contingent was also represented in Los Angeles at a nearby beach town pub. As one pubgoer said, it feels good to win. You can find the latest World Cup results at our website, npr.org/World Cup.